A federal appeals court in Philadelphia delivers a major win for the rights of transgender students. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the three-judge panel made a swift decision today, allowing transgender students to use the bathrooms of their choice, noting it does not violate privacy concerns of other students.
Aiden DiStefano is a transgender student who wanted to use the boys' room at his high school in Boyertown. A group of four other students sued the school district, saying his presence in the bathrooms and locker rooms was a breach of, quote, bodily privacy. Now, the policy that allowed DiStefano to use the bathroom has the support of the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals. After the decision, DiStefano says he has a simple message for people who may be wary about sharing a bathroom with a transgender person.
I don't look like a female, so if you saw me in the female's if you saw me in the woman's bathroom, you would question it. So just don't question people. Let them be who they want to be, and they're literally just going to do what everyone else does.
This is the latest in a string of similarly favorable court rulings since the Trump administration voided Obama-era protections for transgender students last year. Ria Tabak-Omar is a lawyer who works on LGBT cases for the National ACLU.
I think the court recognized that inclusion of transgender students is not only the right thing to do, but it's the legally correct thing to do.
In a highly unusual move, the three judges on the panel issued their decision from the bench just about 15 minutes after oral arguments.
Part is joining in a growing consensus of courts that have recognized the inclusion and common humanity of students who are transgender, and clearly the court didn't take a lot of time to recognize that, so we're thrilled.
Mary Catherine Roper with the ACLU of Pennsylvania says for her clients, the decision wasn't just about access to bathrooms, but about something much deeper, something existential.
I don't have that distress. I'm not confronted multiple times a day with a question of, what are you, right? But that is what happens to transgender people, and that is why this issue of what facilities you can use is so important.
Randall Wenger is the chief counsel of the Independence Law Center, a conservative faith-based group. He says he plans on appealing the case to the U.S. Supreme Court.
The school cannot unilaterally eliminate privacy rights of other students based simply on another student's belief about gender.
In a memorable exchange in court, Wenger told the judge he just wants a return to the old status quo. But Judge Theodore McKee suggested that going back to the status quo isn't always a good thing. Imagine, McKee said, if a lawyer stood in front of him and asked to return to the days of Plessy versus Ferguson that legalized racial discrimination under a separate but equal logic. McKee and the two other judges weren't willing to go back in time and reverse the transgender bathroom rule either. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.